الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام. والله عز وجل open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us. Have mercy on us, O the one who is the most honorable, the most gracious. بلغ العلا بكماله، كشف الدجى بجماله، حسنت جميع خصاله، صلوا عليه وآله. الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله. All praises belong to Allah Azza wa Jal, our sustainer, provider, cherisher and nourisher. We send peace and blessings upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his illustrious family and noble companions alayhi wa ridwan. Chamak tu tipate hai sab paane wale, mera dil bhi chamka de chamkane wale, barastan hi dekh kar abr rahmat, بدوں پر بھی برسا دے برسانے والے. مرحبا اہلا وسہلا بكم to all our esteemed viewers. Today inshallah عز و جل we are going to be discussing the virtues and blessings for crying due to the fear of Allah سبحانه و تعالی. رونا to cry, گرگرانا آہوزاری کرنا, to shed tears and to tremble due to the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such a blessing, dear viewers, such a blessing. And what are the virtues and the benefits of crying? And this is something totally different, dear viewers. Normally we say people not to cry, right? But subhanallah, today we are going to be discussing the blessings and the virtues of crying due to the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What rewards are there for such an act, inshallah? This is what we are going to be crying. And this is what we're going to be talking about. So from now till the end of today's episode and program, please kindly stay tuned and locked to Madani channel. Let's listen to the blessings of reciting Durood-e-Pak as the Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, man salla alayya fi yawmin khamsina marratan. Any person who recites 50 times Durood upon me. Man salla alayya fi yawmin khamsina marratan safahtuhu yawm al-qiyamah. Rasulullah says, I will shake hands with that person on the day of judgment. Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd, subhanallah. This person will be granted the opportunity to shake hands with the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And these are the blessings, dear viewers. This is the virtues, because in another hadith, the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, awlan nasi bi yawm al-qiyamati aktharuhum alayya salatan. That the closest person to me on the day of judgment will be the one who would have recited the most amount of durood upon me. If someone desires to attain proximity and closeness to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, subhanallah, you should recite lots of durood-e-pak, salutations and salams upon the most exalted and celebrated creation of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Let's recite this together. صلي على نبينا صلي على محمد صلي على شفيعنا صلي على محمد صلي على حبيبنا صل على محمد ہم بھی مدینے جائیں گے آج نہیں تو کل سہی آقا ہمیں بلائیں گے ہمیں بلائیں گے آج نہیں
کل سہی پڑھیے صلی علی نبی نا صلی علی محمد صلی علی شفیع نا صلی علی محمد گلیوں میں گھوم گھوم کے خاک مدینہ چوم کر گلیوں میں گھوم گھوم کر خاک مدینہ چوم کر آنکھوں سے ہم لگائیں گے نظروں سے بھی لگائیں گے آج نہیں تو کل سہی پڑھیے صلی علی نبی نا صلی علی محمد صلی علی حبیبنا صلی علی محمد آمد مصطفیٰ ہوئی روشن زمانہ ہو گیا آمد مصطفیٰ روشن زمانہ ہو گیا جن کے حضور ہو گئے ان کا زمانہ ہو گیا پڑھیے صلی علی نبی نا صلی علی محمد And shower upon us blessings like this. We want to die in your domain. Shower upon us blessings like this. We want to die in your domain. Oh Mustafa, please call us again. یا مصطفیٰ please call us again if not today then maybe someday پڑھئے صلی علی نبی نا صلی علی محمد صلی علی شفیعنا صلی علی
Alhamdulillah. Summa Alhamdulillah. Dear viewers of Madani channel, after reciting durood upon the most exalted creation of Allah Azza wa Jalla, now we shall listen to Hamde Bari Ta'ala. Ji haan, Hamde Paak sunte inshallah Azza wa Jalla. And after this, we will then of course come back to our discussion for this morning. As I mentioned, be ready. And inshallah Azza wa Jalla, I honestly make dua from the depths of my heart that Allah Azza wa Jalla enable us to understand the virtues and the blessings of crying in his fear, due to his fear, for his sake and for his pleasure. And kaash hame rona aa jaye. Allah Ta'ala qubool farmaye inshallah. Chale is hamd paak ko sunte hain. Until then, stay tuned with Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم
ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب سنو اللہ کی یاد ہی سے دل چین پاتے ہیں راحت افزا عجب ہے ذکر تیرا
راہ کفزا عجب ہے ذکر تیرا، مغفرت کا سبب ہے ذکر تیرا، راہ کفزا عجب ہے ذکر تیرا، مغفرت کا سبب ہے ذکر تیرا،
زینت لطف تیرا اسم عظیم، زینت لطف تیرا اسم عظیم، وجہ تحریک لب ہے ذکر تیرا، وجہ تحریک لب ہے ذکر تیرا،
راہ تفضا عجب ہے ذکر تیرا، مغفرت کا سبب ہے ذکر تیرا، راہ تفضا عجب ہے ذکر تیرا، مغفرت کا سبب ہے ذکر تیرا،
بے پتی کی سیاہ راتوں میں، بے بسی کی سیاہ راتوں میں، روشنی کا سبب ہے ذکر تیرا، روشنی کا سبب ہے ذکر تیرا،
راہ تفضا عجب ہے ذکر تیرا، مغفرت کا سبب ہے ذکر تیرا، راہ تفضا عجب ہے ذکر تیرا، مغفرت کا سبب ہے ذکر تیرا،
تیرے ارشاد سے ہوا معلوم، تیرے ارشاد سے ہوا معلوم، ذکر شاہ عرب ہے ذکر تیرا، ذکر شاہ عرب ہے ذکر تیرا،
راہ تفضا عجب ہے ذکر تیرا، مغفرت کا سبب ہے ذکر تیرا، راہ تفضا عجب ہے ذکر تیرا، مغفرت کا سبب ہے ذکر تیرا،
جس کا احسا کرے زبان بشر، جس کا احسا کرے زبان بشر، اتنا محدود کب ہے ذکر تیرا، اتنا محدود کب ہے ذکر تیرا،
راہ تفضا عجب ہے ذکر تیرا، مغفرت کا سبب ہے ذکر تیرا، راہ تفضا عجب ہے ذکر تیرا، مغفرت کا سبب ہے ذکر تیرا،
فکر شہزاد کے لیے لارب، فکر شہزاد کے لیے لارب، باعث تاب و تب ہے ذکر تیرا، باعث تاب و تب ہے ذکر تیرا،
راہ تفضا عجب ہے ذکر تیرا، مغفرت کا سبب ہے ذکر تیرا، راہ تفضا عجب ہے ذکر تیرا، مغفرت کا سبب ہے ذکر تیرا،
ماشاءاللہ ماشاءاللہ، مرحبا یا حی یا قیوم، اللہ اکبر. دس از اور ریسپیکٹڈ اینڈ آنریبل اشفاق مدنی صاحب قبلہ، ماشاءاللہ، هو ریسائٹنگ دس بیوٹیفل حمد باری تعالی. سن لو، اللہ کی یاد سے ہی دل مسرور ہوتا ہے، ماشاءاللہ. دا ہارٹ آف اے پرسن از دین آف کورس کلینزڈ do the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jalla. It is purified further through the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Dear viewers and our honorable viewers of Madani channel, MashaAllah Azza wa Jalla, you are watching the Alif Echo program for those who have just joined us right now, Alhamdulillah. So the importance of crying in the fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla, as I mentioned earlier, is a great act of worship on its own. Now I would like to present some narrations, inshallah Azza wa Jalla, which will motivate you and provoke you to think in this direction. We often tell people, stop crying, don't cry so much. And sometimes the heart has become so hard that even after committing sins and after committing major sins, there is no experience on the heart. There is no feelings in the heart. One does not fear Allah Azza wa Jalla so bluntly that after committing crimes and after violating the rights of the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, after breaking our trust and our promise with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have no fear and we don't have the audacity to even shed a single tear. We commit sins, major and minor sins, bluntly without having any fear in our heart, without having any remorse and regret. So here I present to you, dear viewers of Madani channel, a incident. And subhanallah, I want you to focus on this incident, dear viewers of Madani channel. On the day of Qiyamah, Rasul Akram Nuri Mujassam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, there will be a person who will be brought to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah azza wa jalla will order the angels to take him into the hellfire due to his sins. He will say, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, where are the witnesses to my sins that I have committed? Allah azza wa jalla will say that they are coming. He would look towards the right and he would look towards the left. And he will say, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, where are the witnesses? Allah azza wa jalla will then lock his tongue and allow his body limbs to speak, as this is part of the Quran as well. There is a verse in the Holy Quran Pak that even says that Allah Azza wa Jalla will allow the hand, the other body limbs, even the heart, the thoughts that came into the heart, even they will speak and express and mention or bear testimony to all the wrongs that we as humans have done in this world. When he will hear what his body limbs are saying in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, astounded by it, he will have nothing else to say. Then he will be dragged to the hellfire. On his way to the hellfire, as he will be dragged by the angels, one eyelash from his eyelashes will speak in the court of Allah and will say, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, do I have permission to say something? Allah Azza wa Jalla will stop the angels and tell the eyelash to speak. And the eyelash will then humbly beseech in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, saying, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, did you not promise that if this person have ever shed a single drop of tear due to which I became moist, I, the eyelash, got moist due to the tear that he shed in your fear, you wouldn't allow this person to go into the hellfire? You would stop him, you will save him from being burnt in the hellfire? Did you not promise and say this? The most merciful Lord, our Creator, will say, yes, why not? Of course. Then the eyelash will say, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Then I bear testimony, I bear witness that this person had once cried due to your fear, for which I was then moist. Allahu Akbar. Allah Azza wa Jalla will then command the angels to take this person and admit him into paradise. This is our most merciful Allah Azza wa Jalla, our Creator, our Sustainer. Can you imagine, dear viewers, our Allah Azza wa Jalla is so merciful that despite our sinning, He does not stop His blessings. He still blesses us with sustenance. Our merciful Rabb, our Creator, is so great that despite all our sins that we have committed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not stop our power from listening, the ability of seeing, the ability of speaking. These blessings and bounties Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed us in spite of our sinning, despite our sins that we have committed, and excessively But he is still so merciful that Allah Azza wa Jalla does not stop that sustenance from coming. He does not take away your eyesight. He does not take away ability of walking, of holding, of thinking, your heart. Allah is still blessing you, dear viewers of Madani Channel. When Allah Azza wa Jalla intended to create this universe, He created 100 mercies. From those 100 mercies, one mercy fell onto the earth, and it is due to the blessings of that single mercy that animals even show love to each other. Even a horse, Allahu Akbar, saves its legs from its child for it not to get hurt. Can you imagine wild animals and beasts, even if they are affectionate towards each other, is due to the blessings of that one mercy. And Allah Azza wa Jalla has saved the rest of the 99 mercies for the Day of Judgment. Most merciful, most Rahim, most Kareem. He is Ghaffar, He is Qahhar, He is Razzaq and Alim wa Khabir. Dear viewers of Madini Channel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so azeem, He is so great, that there is no sin in this world which He can never forgive. Ek martaba, come close, dear viewers. Try seeking forgiveness. You should seek forgiveness. Try abandoning the sinning and the wrong that we do in this world. And come towards your Creator. Ask for His rahmah and ask for His mercy before it's too late. Before the day comes when you would never be pardoned. Before that moment comes that we have to account for all the wrongs that we have done. Seek forgiveness in this day before the accountability. This is one of the things that we have forgotten from amongst the five things, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, that we will chase five things and forget five things. And from amongst those five things, for example, one is that we would love places. We would love to wander around, but we will forget the maqbara, we will forget the graveyard. Allahu Akbar. Is this not happening? We love all places in the world, but we hate going to the graveyard. In other words, we dislike, I wouldn't use the word actually hate, but yeah, people dislike going to the graveyard sometimes. Or people are heedless, should I say, if I'm not very wrong, yes, heedless. We don't think of the graveyard. We love money. People love to accumulate money. Money is beloved to every heart. But no one likes accountability of that money. We don't like to account of where we spend the money and how we spend the money. But we love accumulating the money. Allah Akbar. Likewise, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Allah Azza wa Jalla is great. And His greatness and His azmat is such that there is no sin that He cannot forget. He is such a great Alim that there is no sin which is hidden from Him. Nothing in the skies and heavens are hidden from the sight of Allah. Even the thoughts that cross your heart and your mind isn't hidden from Allah Azza wa Jalla. He is so Kareem. He is Rahim. He is Haleem. Allahu Akbar. Turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He even bestows rahmah and blessings upon the sinful people through dear viewers. Despite the sinning, Allah Azza wa Jalla is blessing them as well. So, if only we could have this in our mind that inshallah Azza wa Jalla, through the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the karam of Allah Azza wa Jalla, we would take some lessons from this, from the lives of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. When we read through their lives, we understand that they were masoom. Allah Azza wa Jalla has protected the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. They are mahfooz, they cannot commit any sin in this way. But look at their life status. Hazrat Sayyiduna Dawood ala Nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam feared Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much. Itna khawfi khuda, itna khawfi khuda. So much of fear he had in him. Ibrahim ala Nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. Khalilullah, Allahu Akbar. What a maqam Allah has bestowed upon him already. Being the Jadde Amjad of Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Makkah and the rituals of Makkah remind us of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Such a great Nabi. It has been mentioned that his khawfi khuda was so much. He had so much of fear in his heart for Allah that when he would stand for salah and when he would cry in namaz due to the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, then the rumble in his chest could be heard from a mile. Seene mein jo awaz, gadgada ki jo awaz aati thi, Allahu Akbar, that rumble in his chest, rone ki wajah se, could be heard from a mile, dear viewers. and just over a mile. And who we are talking about? Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And on the other hand, look at our condition ki hame rona hi nahi aata. Now let's listen to some of the verses which Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned in the Holy Quran itself. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim in Surah Nisa. So Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla says Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
وَلَقَدْ وَصَّيْنَا الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَإِيَّاكُمْ أَنِ اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ.
And indeed we have emphasized to those who received the book before you and to you that keep fearing Allah Azza wa Jalla. But Allah Pak says, we have emphasized to the people, we have said to them before you, Hamare aane se pehle, the previous nations that came, all of them were warned about what? Kis cheez ki taqeed unhein ki gayi? What were they reminded about? What they were told and what were they commanded, the nations that came before us? Allah Pak says, we have told them, وَإِيَّاكُمْ أَنِتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. We told them to keep fearing Allah Azza wa Jalla. They should keep fearing Allah Azza wa Jalla. Because only when you fear the Almighty, when you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the fear of every other thing from your heart will be erased. And when you fear everything except Allah Azza wa Jalla, then Allah Azza wa Jalla will make you always fear everything else except Him. جو اللہ سے نہیں ڈرتا ہے وہ ساری دنیا سارے مخلوق سے ڈرتا ہے اور جو رب سے ڈرتا ہے وہ دنیا میں کسی چیز سے نہیں ڈرتا. This is such a great blessing. In another verse, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said about خوف خدا. What is the fear of Allah عز و جل? He says, بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا.
O believers, fear Allah Azza wa Jal and speak right. Allahu Akbar. And talk right. Let me just say, speak truthful things. Speak correctly and fear Allah Azza wa Jalla. And who are being said to fear Allah Azza wa Jal? Those who have iman and those who have faith. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. O you who believe. If you're a believer, then what should you do? Ittaqullah. Fear Allah Azza wa Jalla. And then what? Waqulu qawlan sadida. And speak right. When you talk, talk correct things. Don't lie. Don't deceive people with your words. Don't trick people. Don't become too technical. Don't hurt people with your tongue. Don't backbite and slander and sway and do the wrong things with this tongue. Speak the rightful things if you're a believer, because you should fear Allah Azza wa Jalla. In another verse he says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, وَخَافُونِي إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. And fear Allah if you are a believer. You say you're a believer, then fear Allah Azza wa Jalla. And the sign of not fearing Him, the sign and the evidence that we don't have the fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla is the sin that we commit openly. And this is what happens. People are announcing their sins. People announce their guna. Some sins are announced by actions, by removing the sunnah, for example, via the such a sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. By removing this, this is with your actions you can even do wrong. Allahu Akbar. There are so many ways to violate the fear of yours of Madani Channel. So, وَخَافُونِي إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. If we are believers, we should fear Allah Azza wa Jal. But now, unfortunately, the tears are flowing. Every person cries. Every home, or almost every person cries. ہم سب روتے ہیں. But the tears have fallen enough for the wealth of this dunya. These tears have shed enough for the love of this world, for the connection of this world, for being longer in this dunya. These tears have left our eyes a lot for the sake of partners and love and children and wealth and so on and so forth. But allow, dear viewers, allow these tears to flow in the fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allow these tears to flow due to the devotion of the Holy Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allow these tears to flow due to the thoughts of the hereafter. Allow these tears to flow due to the fear of the grave, due to the darkness and the narrowness of the grave. Allow these tears to flow thinking about the heat of the qabr, about the punishment and torment of the grave. due to the hidden plan of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allow these tears to flow, thinking about how we have shouted our parents, how we have treated our parents and they have passed on, and what are we going to do now? Allow these tears to flow, thinking about how many times we have been neglectful from the remembrance and dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allow these tears to flow due to the abundance of gunah and sins that we have committed. Allow these tears to flow due to not performing virtuous and rightful deeds in this dunya. Allow these tears to flow for the amount of fornication and gunah and sins we have committed. Stop these tears from flowing anymore for the wealth of this world, for the luxuries of this world, for the love of this dunya. Allow these tears to flow for the salahs that we have missed, for the fast that we have missed in Ramadan al-Mubarakah. Allow these tears to flow for the zakat that we have not given in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. Why these tears only flow when we lose our business, when we lose some money, when we lose a family member? Just as we take so much of care and concern about one another's rights. Husband doesn't want to violate his wife's rights, nor does the wife want to violate the husband's rights. But why when it comes to the rights of Allah Azza wa Jalla, why when it comes to the trust of Allah Azza wa Jalla, we break that so fast, yet we promised Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Holy Quran, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِأَمَانَاتِهِمْ وَأَحْدِهِمْ رَاعُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَى صَلَوَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ أُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْوَارِثُونَ الَّذِينَ يَرِثُونَ الْفِرْدَوْسَ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. الله أكبر. And those who are the protectors of their trust and of their promises, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِأَمَانَاتِهِمْ وَعَهَدِهِمْ رَاعُونَ, اپنے ٹرسٹ کو اور اپنے وعدوں کو توڑتے نہیں ہیں اور اپنے صلاح کو, اپنے نمازوں کو چھوڑتے نہیں ہیں. They don't even leave their salah, they don't abandon their salah, they don't neglect their salah. This is the مفہوم of the ayah. أُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْوَارِثُونَ, یہی تو inheritance ہے, یہی تو وراثت پائیں گے. They are the inheritance of what? اللہ عز و جل خود ارشاد فرماتا ہے, اولئک هم الوارثون الذین یرثون الفردوس, they will inherit جنہ, جنت یہ پائیں گے, جنت میں داخل ہوں گے. ہم فیہا خالدون, and forever they will abide in جنہ. For whom? For three qualities, تین لوگوں کے لیے, جو trust نہیں توڑتے ہیں, امانت میں خیانت نہیں کرتے ہیں, یا امانت کو توڑتے نہیں ہیں, ضائع نہیں کرتے ہیں, نہ پرومس اور وعدوں کو توڑتے ہیں, اور نہ ہی اپنے نمازوں کو چھوڑتے ہیں. ان تینوں کے لیے کیا ہے؟ جنت ہے, ہمیشہ کے لیے بس جائیں گے جنت میں انشاءاللہ, اللہ کے کرم سے. Due to the mercy and the rahmat of Allah Azza wa Jalla, dear viewers of Madani channel, allow these tears to flow in the remembrance of Madinatul Munawwara and Makkatul Mukarrama. Zadaha Allahu sharfan wa ta'zeema. Allahu Akbar. Now let's listen to some ahadith. Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, on the day of judgment, all eyes will cry except for three eyes. Out of them, one will be the one which would have cried in the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. So every eye on the day of Qiyamah, har insan roega, har insan tadpega. Every human will cry, because the hadith is every eye will cry on the day of judgment except for three eyes. Yani, there will be such people that will not cry, three categories. From the three categories, one category of people who will not shed any tear will be those people who cried in this very world. Otherwise, every eye will be moist and every eye will be flooded with tears, unless he cried in this very dunya. Dear viewers of Madani channel, in another narration, Rasulullah Sallam, so the pious predecessors have mentioned, rather, let's speak about what our pious predecessors have mentioned. Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Amr bin As radiyallahu anhu has said, cry in abundance. Kasrat ke saath roein. And if you cannot cry, agar rona nahi aata, to apna chehra rone wala banaiye. Then make your face as if you are crying. By Allah Azza wa Jal, in whose divine grip is my life. This personality, Abdullah bin Amr bin As radiyallahu anhu, says, if anyone from among you finds out the truth, The haqeeqat and the reality is brought to your notice. Right now it is not. Therefore we have a curtain of heedlessness in front of our eyes. But jis din humko haqeeqat pata chal jaye. There is a curtain, veil, you can't see what's beyond that. The haqeeqat and the reality is hidden away from us. But the day that becomes apparent to you, then he will scream so much that his voice will finish and he will offer salah so much that his gut will ache. Allah Akbar. Agar haqeeqat tumhare samne khul jaye ki haqeeqat is dunya ki kya hai, aakhirat mein hame karna kya hai. Allah Akbar. Let's stop the sinning, dear viewers of Madani channel. Listen to this hadith. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu anhuma has said, for me, for himself, letting one tear flow in the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal is more beloved than giving gold in charity equal to a mountain. Allah, Allah. Hey, 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 hey. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu anhu says, ek aansu ka qatra, one drop of tear is more valuable to me than giving charity, than giving this entire mountain as charity. I feel to cry than giving this mountain as charity. I rather cry because the tears are more valuable than this mountain which could be in gold, and I give that in charity. We don't know what your blessing sign is, dear viewers. Because if we knew, we would cry every day. Uthmani Ghani radiallahu anhu used to hold the kalam of Allah azza wa jalla, recite the Quran and cry every day. Allahu Akbar. Think about your sins and your guna. Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha, khatun jannat, used to cry in the musalla and make dua in the court of Allah azza wa jal. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. Let's recite this beautiful hamd in the court of Allah azza wa jalla and refreshen our iman.
Kab guna ho ke kinara, main karunga ya rab. Kab guna ho te kinara, main karunga ya rab. Kab guna ho se kinara, main karunga ya rab. Ek kab hai mere Allah, haan banunga ya rab. Nek kab hai mere Allah, haan banunga ya rab. Kab guna ho ke marz se main shifa paunga. Kab guna ho ke marz se main shifa کب سے بھی مار مدینے کب لوں گا یا رب کب میں بھی مار مدینے کب لوں گا یا رب کب گناہوں سے کنارا میں کروں گا یا رب نیک کب ہے میرے اللہ ہاں بنوں
dear viewers of Madani channel. Inshallah Azza wa Jalla, we will mention more parables of the pious predecessors and emotional stories and waqi'as that will awaken our hearts. It will awaken our hearts from this heedlessness of this world. Inshallah Azza wa Jalla, we will now listen to this Madani pools inshallah until we return. Stay tuned and locked with Madani channel. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Our Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم advised us and told us that we should be doing tawbah abundantly. We need to really abundantly do tawbah in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. There's a beautiful story about a young man who committed many sins. And this young man at the time of his death, he repented in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Remember, a Muslim, even if he repents a moment before he passes away, Allah Azza wa Jal will inshaAllah Azza wa Jal accept his tawbah. Now this young man, he committed many, many sins. He was drowned in the sins in this world. At the time of his death, he thought to himself, he realized that how am I living my life? I need to change myself. Now I'm about to die. Shall I not do tawbah in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal? And this young man, he started to make a dua. And his dua was in such the words that, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, all my life I have disobeyed you. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I have been your disobedient person. I have, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, stayed away from your mercy. Now I'm about to depart from this world. I'm about to leave this world. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, have mercy upon me. Shower your blessings upon me. And Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I sincerely repent from my sins. Ya Allah, when I think of all the sins that I have done, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I am ashamed of myself. Ya Allah, you are the most merciful. Forgive my sins. As he said these words, that young man, he passed away and his soul left his body. Someone saw him in the dreams and they asked him, Ma fa'ala Allahu bika? How did Allah Ta'ala treat you? And the young man replied, by the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, because I repented from my sins, Allah Ta'ala showered his mercy upon me. And Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed me with paradise and Allah Ta'ala forgave all my sins. Why shall we not repent from our sins? Why shall we not look at our past life and think to ourselves, we're going to die one day as well. Now is time that we thought about our life, we thought about the hereafter today and we repent from our sins sincerely. Or else what is going to happen is if we live like this the way we are living now without doing tawbah and we die in this state, who will be punished severely by Allah Azza wa Jal. I make the intention, you also make that intention. Let's turn to our Rabb Azza wa Jal. Let's do tawbah in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala, the most merciful, the most wise, will inshallah forgive our sins as well. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Marhaba, marhaba, ahlan wa sahlan bikum once again to you, mashallah, azza wa jalla. Sincere repentance by our respected and honorable Hafiz Rafaqat Attari, sallamahul bari, mashallah, who was enlightening us with these amazing Madani pearls all the way from the UK. Alhamdulillah, excellent Madani pearls. Dear viewers of Madani channel, alhamdulillah. We thank Allah azza wa jalla for granting us this opportunity to understand these matters, for us to listen to the bayan lecture, nasiha, whatever you may call it. And we honestly should focus in this direction, dear viewers of Madani channel. We are so habitual of committing sins and gunah ki ab kuch spark hi nahi hota hai. Then we lose hope in the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla. We're tired of everything. Rona hi aata hai. Dunya ke liye ro rahe hain. Crying about why my life is so messed up. Why my life is so hard. Why my life is so difficult. Why can't I just get what I want once in my life? Why do I have to cry and beg for it? Bas dunya subah se leke sham tak dunya hi ke piche hum bhage hain. To zahir se baat hai, jab dunya ki koi cheez hame chhod ke chali jayegi to rona to aayega na. Kyunki humne dunya hi se mohabbat ki. Jo shakhs jis cheez se mohabbat karta hai usi ke liye to rota hai. To jo dunya ke liye roye to samajh lena ki dunya ki mohabbat kitni hai uske dil mein. Logon ne bada khoob farmaya hai. Kisi ne bada khoob kaha hai ki अगर दुनिया हाथ से चला जाए तो बंदा गरीब होता है. इफ द दुनिया लीव्स योर हैंड we can become poor. ظاہر سی بات ہے دنیا جب ہاتھ سے چلا جائے تو کیا باقی رہ گیا, کچھ نہیں ہے, غریب فقیر انسان ہے. لیکن نہیں دنیا, یہی دنیا جب قلب سے دل سے نکل جائے تو بندہ اللہ والا بن جاتا ہے. He becomes a pious person when the same world leaves his heart. اللہ کاش دنیا صرف ہاتھ ہی سے نہیں بلکہ ہمارے دل سے بھی چلی جائے, کہ ہم دنیا سے کوئی محبت نہ رکھیں. This world has deceived us and the things of this world has also deceived us. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So, brothers and sisters, let's fast. Fasting softens the heart. Let's cry. Crying softens the heart. Perform salah. Make more ibadat. Thank Allah Azza wa Jalla abundantly and excessively. Let's do the righteous things in life, dear viewers. And then let's repent for the sins that we have committed. Never, never disturb from the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Allah Azza wa Jalla is Ghafoorur Raheem, Arhamar Rahimeen, most merciful, most loving and caring. When his Habib is most concerned about your well-being, then can you imagine the rahmat of Allah Azza wa Jalla? Why lose out on any opportunity to make dua? Koi mauka na zaya kare. Dua karte rahe. Look at the months, look at the time, how time is going and how fast time is leaving us. Have we accomplished what we wanted? کیونکہ جو کچھ کرنا ہے زندگی میں اسی 60-70-80 سال کے اندر ہی تو کرنا ہے نا. الگ سے ہمیں کوئی ٹائم نہیں دیا جائے گا, اسی زندگی کے اندر ہمیں پڑھائی بھی کرنی ہے, لکھائی بھی کرنی ہے, آگے بھی بڑھنا ہے, اسکول بھی جانا ہے, شادی بھی کرنی ہے. وی وانٹ چلڈرن, وی وانٹ جاب, وی وانٹ گڈ سیلری, وی وانٹ گڈ منی, وی وانٹ اے بیوٹیفل ہوم, وی وانٹ بیوٹیفل کارز. ہم نے جو چاہا ہے صرف دنیا ہی چاہا ہے. We wished and desired, we only desired the dunya. For one whole day, have you ever desired, I want my Allah Azza wa Jal. I want my Rabb, I want my Aqa, my Master to be mine. I want to be His. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Kaash hum sarkar ke ho jaye. Kya humne aisa suna, kya humne aisa socha, kya humne aisa chaha? Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, the poet says so beautifully,
دنیا میں مجھے اپنا تم نے تو بنایا ہے, دنیا میں مجھے اپنا تم نے جو بنایا ہے, محشر میں بھی کہہ دے آقا محشر میں بھی کہہ دینا یہ ہے میرا دیوانا, تو شمع رسالت ہے, عالم تیرا پروانا, تو نبوت ہے اے جلوائے جانانا.
So dear viewers, we will end our silsila at this very moment. We will now with love and affection inshallah azza wa jal stand for salatu wasalam in the court of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We will read salami and thereafter inshallah we will end with your dua. And now inshallah we stand for salatu wasalam.
یا نبی سلام علیکا, یا رسول سلام علیکا, یا حبیب سلام علیکا, صلوات اللہ علیکا, صلوات اللہ علیکا. حبیبی سیدی یا رسول اللہ, آقا رحمتوں کے تاج والے, دو جہاں کے راج والے, اور عرش کی معراج والے, آسی
ساتھیوں کے لاج والے یا نبی سلام علیکا یا رسول سلام علیکا یا حبیب سلام علیکا صلوات اللہ علیکا صلوات اللہ علیکا حبیبی سیدی یا رسول اللہ یا کہو کتنے ہنسی ہو یا کہو کتنے ہنسی ہو بڑھ کے یوسف سے کہیں ہو حسن میں یکتا تم ہی ہو ثانی رکھتے ہی نہیں ہو یا نبی سلام علیکا یا رسول سلام علیکا یا حبیب سلام علیکا صلوات اللہ علیکا صلوات اللہ علیکا
ان اللہ وملائکتہ یصلون علی النبی یا ایھا الذین آمنوا صلوا علیہ وسلموا تسلیما اللہم صل علی محمد وعلی آل محمد واصحابہ وبارک وسلم صلاۃ وسلاما علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی
اللہ 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 اللہ